Hello, just a quick disclaimer. I've edited the video down best I could, but there are some issues with the audio. It's not a lot, and it's only occasional, but I just want to let you know in advance, so that you know, because I'm nice like that. Anyway, enjoy the podcast. Hello, and welcome to Pugsley Crew Reviews, where we watch all manner of films, whether they're good, bad, or anything in between. We'll give them a watch and tell you what we think. Today, we are joined by Kurt9000.
Yeah, pleased to be here.
All right, dude. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Just, you know, chilling. Just had a nice hot chocolate in my milk frothing machine thing.
Oh, like one of them hotel chocolate velvetizer things.
It is, yeah, except for it's not a hotel chocolate, because when we were in Hotel Chocolate last, down in Cardiff, it was about £150, and I'm like, fuck that, I'll buy one for 30.
I can't blame you at all.
Yeah. Yeah, too pricey. How have you been anyway?
Pretty good. How have you been doing?
Yeah, not bad. Just been chilling out. Been obviously watching Silent Night, Deadly Night, but other than that, I've been playing Terminator 2D Dark Fate, which is a video game based on the film Terminator 2.
Yeah, I've seen footage of it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I seem to be getting worse at games the older I get, because I've still not finished this, and everyone's like, yeah, it's a really short game, and I'm like, I keep dying before I finish the game. So there you go. It has a like continue system, and when which basically alives, and as soon as they run out, you have to start again from the beginning.
Oh dear.
It does seem like it'll be quite a short game once they actually get through it, but I seem to be sucking right now. But I was going to do that for a review, see? But I don't know if I will. I don't know if I can finish the game because I'm getting crap at it. Anyway, we are here today to talk about Silent Night, Deadly Night. It is from 1984. And it is an old school slasher style horror. Had you seen this before, Kerr?
A long, long time ago.
I haven't. And if I have, I can't remember anything about it.
It's like, you know, when you watch something, you're like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Bits of it just seem to like resonate in my brain. Like, I think I've seen this. But I do know as well there's a 2012 remake, so maybe I saw that and there's overlap in what happens.
Well, there's a new remake that have come up this year as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that's in the cinema right now. It's the guy that was in Halloween Ends. The young lad from that is the lad in the new Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I was going to say, well, Michael Myers. Michael Myers has turned up in a different film. Not very nice. Stealing everyone's stuff. No, I don't know much about the new one. I didn't know much about this, but I was like, ah, it's something to watch. Why not?
Exactly.
And it starts off, you know, all right. Well, the family going to visit Grandpa, who's in the Utah Mental Institute. And it's like, instantly it's like, the mother, I think it was, she's like, oh, Grandpa ain't gonna hurt you. And I was like, yeah, I don't believe that. He's gonna do something. And then as soon as they walk out of the room, he starts going, oh, I'm gonna scare the shit out of this kid by telling him how Santa punishes you. I did laugh at that, because straight away the grandfather was like, nah, fuck this. This kid isn't enjoying Christmas. I'm ruining it for him.
Yeah, he pretty much assassinated that child's childhood in one smooth go, didn't he, really?
Yeah. Which, to be fair, the real scarring came soon after. But with the Santa Claus who robs a I don't know, a petrol station or something. And he's like, he kills the guy behind the till, takes the money. He's like, $31, Merry fucking Christmas. Because obviously $31 isn't a lot of money. And he's like, I'm assuming he broke down or pretended to break down. And then, like, the family stops to, like, help Santa. And the kid's like, no, don't stop. I don't like Santa. Santa will punish me. And stuff like that. And then...
the funny thing is, if they'd listened to the kid, they'd have left.
Yeah, if they listened to the kid, just carried on driving, they'd have been fine. But instead, the father got shot. Billy, the kid who ran away and hidden, like, behind some bushes, which had no leaves or anything, so you would have thought Santa would have seen him quite easily, but obviously not. And then he tries to rape the mother. The mother slaps him, and he's like, fuck you, bitch, how dare you touch me, and then slits her throat. So, yeah, his Christmas went shit, and he from here on out, this kid has a phobia of Santa, like, which is understandable with, like, what his grandfather said, and then, like, an hour down the road, Santa kills his parents. It's kind of understandable why he's, like, the way he is. To an extent, he doesn't, you know, like, being fearful at Christmas time, it's kind of understandable. And, like, the nuns, because they go into an orphanage, because the parents have died, as I just said. But they go to the orphanage, and the one nun's like, oh, we need to get him proper help, because every year at Christmas he's like this, he needs proper help. And the mother superior's like, nah, I'll just punish him for not listening. It's like, that's not helping, that's just making it worse. Silly woman.
Although that did lead to one of my favourite moments, when the kid basically punches Santa out.
Yeah, I did really enjoy that. And my my confusion was, like, how did that little kid knock down a fully grown man so easily? Yeah. Like, how did he manage it? I don't know.
If he'd applied himself, he could have been a future Mike Tyson. He got one hell of a left hook.
Exactly, yeah. But I think one of the favorite lines I heard in the opening thing is when the little brother goes, "What's wrong, Billy?" And then one of the other kids turns around and goes, "Your brother's a nutcase. That's what's wrong." And then he gets punished, and that's the problem. It's like he's getting punished for things, and it's just making things worse.
Yeah, it's the mother superior is just basically like an old-fashioned arsehole, really, isn't she? And she pours the gasoline on his problems that makes it worse.
Yeah. After all this stuff, Billy grows up and he's like 18, I think.
Yeah.
And he works in a shop, and he's like a good worker. And then they have this really cheesy, like, shop montage-like thing where, I don't know, it's just like really shit cheesy music and crap happening in the shop, but nothing really of note.
Yeah.
And then Christmas time rolls round and Santa appears and Billy starts acting funny because he doesn't like Santa. Even though you should realize that it's a different Santa each time.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously there's issues there with Christmas and stuff. And then Santa's ill, so Billy becomes Santa. And I thought that was really funny, because he's like, yeah, I'll do it, even though he clearly doesn't want to be Santa. And then he's Santa. And the very first child you see him with...
It's all just, this film is things where you're watching.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, it like overlapped there. I was going to say, the thing is, this film's just full of moments where you're like, that's a bad choice. Does nobody know what his problem is? Does nobody? And I thought, does the shop not know? But then later, the bloke says, oh, yeah, your parents are dead, I forgot. You'd think the non told the shop, just, you know, the gist of it for sensitivity reasons, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I did like that. He's like, oh, I was thinking about my parents. Oh, that's wonderful, Billy. Everyone should think about their parents at Christmas. My parents are dead. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It's something along those lines, isn't it?
That's pretty much it. The whole thing beat for beat.
But, so, like, when Billy is Santa, the very first child he has on his knee, he's like, I will punish you if you don't behave. Stop it. And the kid's just wiggling around going, I don't know why, because they're not crying. They're just making strange noises as if they can't speak, maybe. I don't know. But he's like, I will punish you if you don't behave. And it's like, wow, calm down, Billy. I did like that.
Nobody were listening that well, though, were they? Because they're like, oh, look, he's wonderful with children.
Yeah, oh, he's so good with the children. Because they stopped, and then he's like, the only time you hear the kid's speech, you run to the mother, goes, mommy! And it's like, yeah, that's a sign that Santa was making them happy.
It is funny, though, how you always do find children that are terrified of Santa. I used to work for a nursery, and they made me be Santa one year. And, you know, most of them hop up and talk to you, and oh, look. And there is always one that, like, cries and looks at you in dread and, you know, tries to claw up the corner of the wall in the room. So it's... I don't, you know, you do wonder, what do these kids get told? Oh, is it the whole, like, he'll do something if you're bad? And they're like, oh, I broke a Lego 3 weeks ago. Maybe Santa will rip my ears off or something.
I think for some kids, it might just be the big bushy beard and the big red suit, and that might just pour them off. Or maybe they are told, if you don't behave with Santa, Santa'll punish you. It could literally just be that. He won't give you any presents and you'll get punished. No! Help me! But then, obviously, after that, it goes to a scene where they're all enjoying a Christmas party. Billy's having a few drinks, though you can see he's clearly not happy because he's, like, really... It doesn't seem like he's really with it. But he's, like, having a drink or two because the shop guy's like, ah, stay with me and get drunk kind of thing. And then the woman he kind of fancies walks off with another guy, and he's like, let me show you a present. I can't show you a present in front of other people, which he's clearly saying, come and see my dick.
Yeah.
Simple as. Come and look at my dick. And then Billy can hear whatever's going on in there, and he walks in and sees that guy is clearly trying to rape this woman and kills him. He finally snapped, basically. And the woman then freaks out, going, oh my God, you're insane. And it's weird because, like, I know he killed the guy, but I was kind of shocked that she was like, oh my God, you're nuts, or what are you doing, when she was in the middle of being raped by this guy. And it's like, I get that he probably did need to kill him, but he was helping her, sort of, but then he kind of went nuts and killed her as well, so who knows.
Yeah.
I mean, stab.
That's the kill where there's certain kills in the film where you're like, this is almost justified. I'm not saying I give him a clap on the back, but you're like, yeah, you know, I'll kind of let you off that one. I don't dislike you yet. And him killing the rapist guy, you were like, well, you know, a bit harsh, but fair enough.
Yeah.
She did proper go nuts. And you would think, in reality, would she not have been like, thank you, but you took it a bit far sort of thing, more than like, oh my God, you're a monster?
You would think so, but I don't know. I've never been in that position to find out, and hopefully I never will.
No.
But I did think it was like a bit... I thought she would have been a little less freaked out by him and more like kind of... Not thankful, because she just witnessed him murder another guy, but more like, you saved me from this thing, but then I'm not... Like I said, I've never been in such a position. I could be completely wrong. And then Billy goes around and kills everyone in the store. I don't know why he starts punishing everyone.
Because no, I mean, what did they really do?
They drank alcohol. I guess that's naughty.
I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose
so. But they weren't underage drinking alcohol. They were legally allowed, so... What the fuck, Billy? What are you playing at? Silly Billy. But, I know, he kills a few people in the shop. And then, the one kill... With the guy, he like hits him in the head with a hammer. Not much really happens there. It's not exactly the greatest of kills.
No.
Then the next one, he shoots an arrow through the back of the woman as she's in the middle of escaping. She took way too long deciding what to do with that axe, though. She probably could have escaped quite easily if she hadn't have gone, no, I'm going to hit this. No, I'm going to change my mind and hit this. Ah, oh, I got shot in the back. Oh, I'm dead.
No, she was a bit too indecisive.
Very. And then, obviously, Billy leaves and he starts going on a bit of a killing spree. And the very next scene is a man and a woman. Well, they're meant to be younger, I think, but, you know, they're clearly not, like, they're probably, like, 30.
it's normal for horror films, isn't it? 30-year-old, 18-year-olds.
Yeah, which, you know, is understandable when they get their baps out every 5 minutes. And so I thought it was quite interesting, like, because they again are on, and he's like, oh, Santa won't come if you don't go to sleep, because the little girl they're looking after is coming downstairs. And I did like it all, like, she goes, Santa won't come if you don't go to bed. And then the guy she's with goes, he's not the only one.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was quite witty.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll go to bed. And then Billy comes in, busts down the fucking door, goes insane, kills the woman. And I did think this was a pretty cool, like, death in the sense, because...
Oh, yeah.
Like, he, like, fucks her up a bit. And then he, like, picks her up and just, like, slowly pushes her through the horns of a deer. The antlers of a deer on an impaled deer head. Not an impaled deer head, a mounted deer head. The deer head wasn't impaled. He was impaled.
When you see her, like, hanging from it, though, that looks great.
It does.
It doesn't look like hokey or fake. It really does look like somebody's dead on it. It's, however they did that, some hoists and stuff, you know, kudos to them. It looks fantastic.
It does. I wasn't a massive fan of the next death, though, which was the guy getting thrown out the window. I just thought, whatever. Like, he looked pretty brutally, like, the glass going through his face and his stomach and shit when he was on the floor. But just getting thrown out the window, I was like, eh.
No, I mean, I had a different death in my head for him. I'd sort of, you know, like, thinking, what's going to happen? I thought he'd, like, get him and take him towards the deer head where she was and, like, shove his eyes through the deer head. So, I don't know, that's what came to me. So then when he got thrown through a window, I thought, well, what was in my head was better.
Mm, that does sound better. face first into the antlers. Would have been a bit painful, but, you know, that's the point. And then it skips to another scene. And this is about a guy who's basically punishing naughty people for misbehaving. And the reason why he killed these two people is because they were getting jiggy. Even though he shouldn't have known they were getting jiggy. Because he wasn't in the house at the time, even though she was topless when she answered the door, which is really weird.
Yeah.
But that's why he killed them, because when he was a child, he witnessed two people going at it through a keyhole. And the mother superior went in there and was going, "You're so naughty!" And then, like, started beating him with belts. And then when she asked Billy what he saw, he's like, "Oh, nothing." It's like, good, because what they were doing was really naughty and they need to be punished. I honestly think she is a bigger problem than the fucking Santa, because everything that kid does and everything everyone does, they need to be punished. And this is the main thing he says as he's killing people. Punish. He's just saying punish. Yo, his dialogue is minimal while he's killing people. It's just punish. No.
She definitely reinforced all his weird and bad ideas.
Yeah.
And it, you know, in a way it is quite interesting because it is all about someone that's gone nuts. And it's about the initial trauma of the whole thing and then how that is shaped around. And it's like, if the Santa thing hadn't happened, he wouldn't have gone nuts. But then equally, if he'd have got like proper care and like the other nun said, he'd been took to see somebody professional, it probably all would have been put to bed. So it's like one of them loaded the gun and the other one fired it.
Yeah, exactly. She was not a good woman.
No.
And coming to the next set of deaths. Well, it's only one death, actually. There's some kids who are going to go on their sledges or sleighs, whatever you want to call them. And they're like, "Oh, we'll go on these and have fun." And then they stop. They're like, "Oh my God, are you jingling? We need to stop. I think someone's there." And they don't go. And then as they're about to go, two other kids turn up who are clearly not children. And they're like, "Hey, give us your sledges or we'll kick your heads in." And he's like, "Fuck you, dumbass." And then he like puts him in a headlock or something. And he's like, "Take it back." And he's like, "Okay, fine, sorry." And then they run off. And then the first kid goes down, the first bully child then goes down the slope on the sledge. And he's like, "Yeah, that was fun." So the other guy does it. And then Billy goes, "Naughty." And then like, so you just see his axe swing, and then the body of the kid is just coming down his headless, and the other kid is like, "Wah!" And all this is happening. There's police searching for Billy because the nun has obviously told them, and like the guy's like, "He may be nuts, but he isn't stupid." And he's like, "No, he's not stupid. He's, you know, traumatized and blah, 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 blah." And it's like, well, you should have got him help before.
Yeah.
You should listen to your instincts and got him help.
I mean, I think that bully death is another one where there's horror film deaths where you kind of almost want to see the people die, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you are like, little arsehole got what was coming to him. God. He ain't going to bug anybody else. That's his bullying days over.
Well, this is a thing. Like, not long later, it goes to the next day and, like, Santa's visiting the orphanage and they click on, oh, he's going to go to the orphanage and deal with Mother Superior or whatever. And he does just that. But what happens is Santa starts approaching the children and he's like, "Stop!" The cop is one of the cops and he's like, "Stop!" And then starts shooting like within not even a second of him saying stop. Turns out it was the wrong guy. And I actually wrote down like exactly as, I think he should have checked it was the correct Santa before shooting him. Because yeah. It was just like an old vicar or priest or whatever who's deaf. couldn't hear very well.
I did like that they mentioned he was deaf, because obviously the guy had said, oh, I said stop, and he carried on moving it. So it was nicely wrapped up that it was a horror movie moment that actually made logical sense for once.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times when you've got stuff smashing and crashing and nobody hears it, you're like, oh, come on. You can't hear somebody breaking in the floor below you. Or so it was nice to, you know, get an explanation for something for once.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you there. And then the next punishment is to the cop who killed Santa. I don't know if Billy was around to see that happen, or if he just killed the cop because he felt like killing the cop. I don't know. I'm assuming it was because the cop killed a Santa. But at the same time, Billy wasn't there. I don't know if Billy saw that happen. So who knows?
Yeah.
Naughty Billy.
I said as soon as that cop walked up to that door and you saw the stairs at the back, because he's going to get pushed down there. And then he went down and stuff. But then basically what felt like 15 minutes goes by for him to get back up and then get pushed down. And you're like, he should have just stabbed him and pushed him down straight away.
Hmm. Oh, that'll build up the suspense. Is the cop going to get killed? Yes, he is. But the one death I'm confused about more than anything is, why did Billy cut the head off the snowman?
Yeah, I think just because they've built in that he hates Christmas.
But, like, the snowman didn't do anything to deserve to get punished. It was just there. Right, this is the thing that gets... This is one of the things I wrote down here as well. Is the Mother Superior is probably the only person who deserved to be punished. Out of everyone in the film, probably more than anyone else, they deserve to be punished. Obviously, the rapey guy, I forgot about that by the time I was writing this. But the rapey guy and her are the two main people who deserve to be punished. And yet, as she goes to kill the nun, the Mother Superior, he gets shot. And I was like, fuck you. Why does she get to live? She's the one who made him like this more than anything else, apart from more probably the murder. She exacerbated his issues, which is why he's the way he is. Why does she get to live out of all the people in the film?
It's another moment that I'd have rewrote, because that nun was there and the Mother Superior, and she was a grade AA hole. I'd have had him kill her. I'd have had that other nun come in that was kind to him. And I'd have had her, like, reason to him to the point he, like, wasn't sure if he was going to kill the kids. And he was like, you know, and then I'd have had him shot. Because then you would have had the cathartic thing that Mother Superior got what was coming to her. But you still could have had him shot and die on the floor and somebody hold his hand and, you know... I think it was all just... There was his brother there who said naughty or whatever. He was shot. It was all just... She was left alive for some unfinished business for a sequel.
Yeah. Naughty. Because that child was fine all the way through. And then all of a sudden he's like, no, I'm going to become Killer Santa next. Obviously, I haven't seen any of the sequels, so who knows if Billy's brother turns out to be the killer in the next film. Someone did tell me, though, that, like, the second or third film, I think they said the second, is basically the first film with some extra scenes.
Yeah. The second one, it... They wanted to make it entirely from footage from this one, but the people making it begged to be allowed to film a certain percentage of extra footage to, you know, make it less lame. So a lot of it is old footage from this one with new filmed footage.
Well, what's the point in that? What would be the point, especially in making a film from the same film? I can understand people remake things nowadays, but to do it to that extent, where they just use the same footage and go, this is a new film.
I think a lot of it was money, basically, which isn't it, boys? This film came into cinemas, started doing really well, and then all kinds of, like, parents groups and religious groups complained about it. had it pushed out of cinema and it sort of didn't make anywhere near what it should, because they were pushing that having a Killer Santa was so wrong.
Meh.
Yeah, the Tales from the Crypt 70s film had done Killer Santa long before and got away with it. This was just wrong place, wrong time. But apparently before this was pulled, this film was overperforming, doing better than A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow.
And then it got pulled, and obviously, and it wasn't in any cinemas, tanked and didn't reach its potential. So maybe if this hadn't been pulled, the second one would have been a real film and not, you know, a mess. And then there's a 3, 5, but I think they were all straight to, I think all of them were straight to video after this. I don't think it came back to cinema until the remake in 2012.
Surprising that they remade the film like 12, 13 years ago and now they've remade it again.
I've only heard brief things about the new one, but apparently it's a bit different.
All right.
He's supposed to be a little bit of an anti-hero. Some of the people he's killing deserve it, and it's a bit more where you're supposed to almost egg him on, because apparently he kills 20 Nazis in it.
Right.
And apparently he's well aware of right and wrong, and he puts the Santa costume on to enter a different mind space because it brings out his killer instinct, and then he can go kill Nazis and whatever. I mean, I'm not seeing it. This is just bits I've heard.
I'll have to check that out. Maybe next year we'll do it as a... why not? So, what did you think of this film then?
It's not a bad film at all. I think viewed now with a modern lens, it's got some pacing problems and stuff. But I think if I'd have viewed this back in the day, I'd have absolutely loved it.
I enjoyed it. Even my missus was like, yeah, it was all right. Which is high praise. Everything I put on, she's like, yeah, shit. She said yesterday, you always make me watch crap films. I said, I don't always make you watch crap films. Some of the films we've watched have been really good. Okay, that's fair. 98% of the films we watch is crap. 2% is okay. I was like, no. No, not at all. How dare you? We have watched some crap, though.
Yeah, we have.
But some stuff have been all right. Some stuff have been good. You know, it's all about trying anything and everything. Because why not?
I definitely think this is up the better ones we've watched.
Yeah. I agree with that. I enjoyed the film. It was quite fun, and it was nice to see like a normal person just snap and go on a murdering spree. Normally, the killer's like a killer from the off. This guy wasn't. He was a traumatized child who needed serious help. And when he did finally snap, it's because he witnessed something similar to what was happening to his mother, who was murdered in front of him.
Yeah, it makes him a more sympathetic killer, doesn't it? You don't entirely hate him.
Yeah, when he kills like certain people,
me and my missus would like to be in towards the end.
Yeah,
we were like, "Would you put him after this?" And you're like, "If he'd have lived, he'd have had to go to mental asylum. You'd never let him in, but he'd have to go somewhere for more care than treatment as such."
Yeah. I would agree. If he didn't die, he would have ended up in a mental health place to, you know, stay there and get the help he needed, which I think he needed from the off. This is a film about the consequences of not helping children who need it and instead beating them with a belt just because they left their room early. Yeah. Because she did, didn't she? When he left his room, She beat him with a belt and was like, you left your room earlier. And it's like the nun had said to her beforehand, to the Mother Superior, oh, if you're wondering why he's out, it's because I let him out. Yeah. So it wasn't the child's fault. He listened to another adult, another nun.
He couldn't catch a break, could he?
No.
Poor lad.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be us anyway, because we've been going for a bit. Not that that matters. But I enjoyed this. I think it's worth watching. I think it's pretty good. Probably like a 7 out of 10 for me. There's some good kills, some nice boobs. Can't complain too much.
Nah, I'd agree. Definitely 7 out of 10 territory.
The only thing I need to do now is check out the remakes. Both of them, because there's two remakes. Ah, God damn it. I'll probably check out the newest one, or the 2012 one, because it sounds like it's a spin on the first one instead of a full-on remake, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like going here, they had that shot-for-shot remake where everything was exactly the same.
Yeah, and that was quite pointless. Whereas when they like did the TV series Bates Motel, I enjoyed that because it added and changed the sort of story.
Yeah. Thinking about that, I never finished that. I think I watched the first season.
It's quite good. I enjoyed it all the way through.
Get back to it. Yeah, anyway, I was up in an hour, when to get back to it. Anyway, I think that is going to be us. If you have not seen Silent Night, Deadly Night from 1984, it's worth checking out. I can't comment on the remakes or the sequels. This is the first time I've watched this film. As I said, it was enjoyable, 7 out of 10 territory. And it's got some good little quotes, like, what's wrong? Your brother is crazy. That kind of thing, even though that's not the exact words, because I said the exact words earlier. But, you know, silly things like that are quite funny. And if you have a child, if you're a Mother Superior and you have a child that comes into your orphanage and needs proper psychiatric help, get them that help. Or they don't come out killing Santa. Anyway, bye-bye, everyone. And thank you, Kurt, for taking part. Been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Where? Don't blame him, Mother Superior. I told him he could come out.
Stay out of this, Sister Margaret. William, come here.
Billy, what's wrong?
Your brother's in that case. That's what's wrong.